We begin with mobile computing. As we talked about last hour, iPads are popping up at agencies all across government, the Federal Aviation Administration even taking a test pilot program where they're getting rid of desktop computers altogether. The research group Gartner believes the tablet wave won't crest anytime soon. And Carolina Milanese of Gartner joins me to talk about it. Hope I got your name right, Carolina.
That's absolutely right.
Thank you very much for being on the program today. This report that's out from Gartner is linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And you see iPads holding a market share, pretty dominating market share, over the next 4 to 5 years. Why do you find that?
Two things. One is that Apple created a market that is not just based on a new form factor of a device, the way that the old tablet PC came to market, where basically you had the same thing that you did on your PC, but you can use a stylus. Apple created an ecosystem of application and services that support a tablet experience. The second thing is that Apple is approaching this market in the way they approach the iPod market, not the way they approach the smartphone market with iPhone. So they're going for market share. They came in with a very aggressive price point that competitors are finding really hard to match.
I talked about that with the guest that I had on last hour, who is works for a company that serves the mobile computing market in government. We were talking about that very thing. I was astonished when some of the Android tablets came into the marketplace and were actually more expensive than the iPad. That's a pricing dynamic that has not been historically the case for Apple products. Why is it so hard for other tablet manufacturers to match Apple on prices, even though they're at least getting close in some cases to matching them on features and functionality?
I think the basic idea is that Apple created the market. So they've been thinking about this for a long time, and they were savvy enough to secure some of the key components like screens and memory. And all the competitors are responding to something that they created. So they're kind of making it up as they go along.
You mentioned that this market, that Apple approached this market like they did with the iPod market. What does that say about where they stand in reference to being able to serve the enterprise marketplace? The iPod is exclusively a consumer-oriented product, not an enterprise-oriented product. iPads are making their way into the enterprise, obviously, but it almost seems like they're forcing their way in because the users want to figure out ways to use them rather than Apple saying, this is how you can use this product in the enterprise.
I think that sometimes people get carried away by saying that Apple doesn't want to serve the enterprise. What Apple doesn't want to do is sacrifice the consumer experience to serve the enterprise, because they are a consumer company at heart. They also believe that every enterprise user out there is a consumer first. So if they can serve the consumer, that is going to pay back in the enterprise. And that's exactly what you're seeing in the enterprise now, where iPhone and iPad are populating the user, and user wants that experience. And I think the next thing is going to be the Mac.
Did you look at all into what where this market share is coming from? There, I recall your study from back before, Chris, it wasn't yours personally, but the Gartner study, talking about the rapid pace of adoption of tablets in general at the expense of PCs. Is that the trend that you continue to see?
To some extent, we definitely see netbooks and the low end of the notebook market being the one they're feeling more of a pressure today. In different ways, there's a item by item kind of displacement. So I buy a tablet, I don't buy a netbook. There's also a lengthening of the replacement cycle where I invest, $500, $600 in a tablet, therefore I hang on to my PC or my notebook for an extra year. And then there's also a changing in behavior from a consumer perspective in the type of content that you're going to consume. And so you might end up actually saving money by stopping a subscription to a magazine or saving money in buying digital books versus hardcover books. That's where some of the shift in the consumer wallet is happening.
Do you think that organizations that are trying to serve the consumers that are buying these tablets, whether they're using them as consumer devices or enterprise devices, understand that part of the dynamic shift, or do you think most folks are still focused on this person's buying this device instead of that device?
It depends which company you're talking about. I think that if you look at specifically at the PC vendors, I think they're more concerned about this user is buying this device instead of that device, and they don't understand why that is. They just see that it's a hardware choice rather than an experience that is behind that hardware. And until the competitors crack that, until they understand that it's more than just the physical hardware that brings a consumer or an enterprise user to pick up a tablet, and in this case, an iPad, because it's not that all tablets are created equal, mm-hmm. they're not going to be able to compete with Apple head-to-head.
The takeaway mainly for my audience from this report, mine at least, was that I should continue, if I'm a technology officer in government, I should continue to be prepared for people bringing these devices and wanting to get them on my network. Are there any other takeaways that you think the technology professionals in government should get out of the research that you've done?
That is the main one, and the second one I would say is that obviously Apple is a different kind of creature in a way that serves the enterprise, and instead of trying to continue to list the reason why you shouldn't work with them, you should start to look at why you can work with them.